purpose is the reason for existence. People fail through lack of purpose than lack of talents. Purpose is the source of individual fulfillment. Without it, life is meaningless. Purpose determines permanence. You were configured to carry out an assignment. Without purpose, there is nothing to live for. Purpose is the resolute of the mind to carry out a particular assignment. Until purpose is discovered, existence has no meaning. Myers, a professor, you will leave your purpose. May you not dress at the expense of your salvation.
Amen.
May you not make simple ones walk. How can you be in church and be wearing short skirts that the young men in church cannot relax? They turn here, attack. They turn here. They start looking at the ceiling from the beginning of the service to the end because you are exposing what other people should not see. You wear clothes, you tear your one side and open one part of the breast. Hey. Brother, I can't concentrate.
Somebody say, welcome to White Sunday. That is where we say it as it is. No mixing. No mixing. If you don't want to go to heaven, don't come to White Sunday. Sir, ma! What are you looking for? The day you get born again, the first thing that changes in you is your dressing. Your dressing. Your dressing. Your dressing. If your dressing has not changed when you got born again, something is wrong. Fundamentally wrong with your Christianity. You that practice lesbianism, your own is even worse. You won't die a good death. You won't. You won't die a good death. In fact, you are the reason why God will judge this generation on time. God can even tolerate adultery and fornication. But once there is lesbianism and homosexuality, God summarizes that generation. You curse your children. What does immorality do? Number one. It commits premature death to your life. That same Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 25 to 26. I beg you, don't play with immorality. Let not your heart incline towards her ways. Do not stray into her path. For she has cast down many wounded. Indeed, all her slain are a mighty host. She doesn't touch small people. Only people who have future. They attack to slay them. He said, a house is the way to Sheol, Hades, the place of the dead, going down to the chamber of death. Immorality. It delivers into your hand premature death sentence. You die prematurely. Anytime you do sex, something reduces in your life. Number two, thing you suffer when you operate with immorality, you reduce the quality of your life. The quality of your life reduces. Anytime you do sex, you reduce your essence. The very essence of your life. Reuben's destiny crashed on the bed of immorality. Samson's destiny crumbled on the bed of immorality. When you have no control over your flesh, it will affect the quality of your life. Men sink when they have no sense. Men sink when they have no sense. So it's very important for you to understand that immorality reduces the quality of your life. Number three, immorality makes you to lose your future. You trade your future. You trade your future. A man has no control over sex, has no control over his future, because your nature determines your future. If you can't control your nature, you can't control your future. You have no future. Number four, immorality exposes you to calamity of life. An immoral person cannot escape calamity. The lack of morality is the foundation for calamity. Misfortunes will be happening to you. Misfortune in your business. Misfortune in your marriage. Misfortune among your children. Misfortune in your finances. A great man will be begging small boys to survive. A great man will be struggling to pay children's school fees. A great man cannot pay house rent because he's given to immorality. Number five, immorality will expose you to attack. It will increase your vulnerability to attack and to sickness. Sicknesses like syphilis, sicknesses like HIV, sicknesses like gonorrhea, sicknesses that are not mentionable. It is the cause of immorality. You are vulnerable to demonic arrows. Any attack that flies around your vicinity lands on your head. Once there is a bomb blast, you will stroll inside. When they are retrenching people, your name will be inside. When they are denying people their right, they deny you your right. Number six, immorality will swallow your spirituality. Your spiritual life comes under attack. You can't pray well because of guilt. Your carnality will be on the increase. Your spirituality is dissolved. You say, Satan, bind you. Satan laughs. Witches, I bind you. Witches laugh. Common headache, you can't cure. You can't kill. You are exposed to all manner of carnality. Number seven, you lose your place in eternity. If you have no regard for God's instruction about sex, it means you have no relevance in the future and in eternity. You will spill hell wide open. Hell becomes your portion. You can't escape that place called hell. Sinners will be there forever and ever and ever and ever. There shall be gnashing of teeth. And the Bible said the fearful, those that live a lie, whoredom, whoremongers. Whoremongers is a combination of adulterers, fornicators, lesbians, masturbators. All of them, the Bible called the whoremongers. Wodom. Spirit of wodom is upon them. Revelation said, they shall be casted into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Such people will not escape the lake of fire. Such people will experience internal dimension. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, whoremongers, put together, all of them, immoral people, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second day. Whoever you are, if you continue to live in immorality, you will go to hell. Hell is not a respecter of person. Before death, everything is flexible. After death, everything is fixed. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that is the judgment. While you are still alive, you have time to correct things that are wrong in your life. You may be enjoying what you are doing, but child of God, you will, your punishment begins from this world and unto eternity. God is calling us to a life that must stand the test of time, both now and eternity. You stand to gain everything if you live for God. You stand to gain everything. No man leaveth father, mother, brother, and serve me that shall not be rewarded in this world and in the world to come. God is saying this is a measure to retrace your step and put your life right, because a day of reckoning is coming when we shall appear, when the curtains of eternity will be drawn and every one of us shall appear before the maker of our soul. I told you, I don't care what people say about you. I told them in the first service, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how people praise you on earth. When you appear, the reality will dawn on you. You say, that is the man I want to marry. Must you sleep? Is the gift is not your own? Must you test it? Wait till you reach home, you can open your gift. There is joy in opening the gift at home. Foolish girl, the man is sleeping with you. He has tested everything. Now after marriage, he's relaxing like chama. Honey, come inside. Come where? What are we trying that we have not tried before? There's no excitement in it. That is why he brings you home. He's looking for another one to conquer. The kind of man you get by fornication, tell me, how will you keep that kind of man? He say, he saw me the way I was walking. I was walking, he just liked me. Oh, I do think you are the only one that have bum bum. There are people who have more fatter ones. This is your Volkswagen bum bum. You won't allow us rest. There are people who have V8. Let me tell you. If it is your bum bum that bring the man, another more bum bum will carry him. Some people don't like it when I speak raw. People, sinners are raw. They commit sin as if there is no God. A man will be holding a small girl that is fit to be his daughter, married with 5 children, carrying her and strolling in the supermarket. No fear. And you say, me, I should be preaching with corner corner. Are you the one that called me? Those days people commit iniquity in the secret, but today it's in the open. A girl is no more afraid. She now calls herself a lesbian. Everybody she wants to touch, even inside church. You know they even fear. You even come here. You are telling a lady, can we see letter? Can we see? You are making passes inside church. That your finger and that your mouth. It's because you have not had stroke yet. Let me see how you will talk when God visits you with stroke. How do I free myself from immorality? I'm not here to condemn us. I'm not here to say you have sinned too much. I'm here to show you the way out. Number one, develop a strong and deep value. The only way to deal with sexual addiction is to build a strong and deep value so that you will not crack under pressure. Make it as a matter of principle to stay right, stay holy. Develop a value. The man is trying to stretch his hand. Say, wait first, what is this hand stretching? Are you suffering from lunacy? Keep your hand one side. Let it be a deep value. No need to kiss if it will lead to another thing else. So keep your kissery and keep your touchery. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. Develop a deep value. As a matter of fact, he loves you. Meet in open places. Not in the night inside a car in a football field or behind a primary school close to your house. Number two, be principled. Proverbs 6 verse 3. I like what the Amplified said. Be principled, sir. Guide your life with the word of God. What does the word of God says? Verse 6 said, do this now at once and earnestly, my son. And deliver yourself when you have put yourself into the power of your neighbor. Go, be still, humble yourself and beg your neighbor to pay his debt and thereby release you. What it means is make up your mind to be free. Be free. The person is binding you by telling you he will go and tell your wife, go and tell your husband. Let him go and tell your wife and husband so that case will close. And wife, after today, if they tell you, be forgiving, be ready to forgive. It's part of the preaching that is coming out today. Don't use it against him. 1999, you went out. That is how they get come and confess. 2003, they get come and confess. You are a witch. You are not to use his past to haunt him. Number three, take a vow. There are certain habits you cannot break until you make a vow. When I entered ministry as early as 1989, when I discovered that the anointing attracts women, I decided to take a vow. You must take a vow. You can stay without sex. It's possible. Number four, watch the company you keep and the voices you respond to. Watch the company you keep. You call a man that is your man. He likes you. He'll be telling you to send your breast to him. Through WhatsApp. Send your private parts. Your boyfriend wants to see Bam Bam to sleep well. A man that wants to see your body before he sleep well. Part of your body. Who are you calling that kind of man? That is your doctor spirit. The day you are not there, he will go and carry prostitute and multiply your case. And you call that kind of company you are keeping. Person that asks you to produce every part of your body that is so sacred to send it, wire it to him. You want to marry a lady, he says you wire your private part to him. And you too, you are sending it. Both of you are candidate of hellfire. You can't escape it. You can't escape it. This thing I am saying, the way these people are quiet, they know what I'm talking about. Call yourself a lady. All your friends are lesbian. And you say you are not a lesbian. Tell me, a friend of a thief is a thief. How can anybody that your friend is a lesbian park from that house? If she's a member in this church, change your seat. Is that the way you want to show your sister in this church to heaven? You, Kuma, you are still keeping that one as a friend. Something is wrong with your medulla oblongatus. You may cover your sin, and no one else may know. You cannot hide it from God. You may cover your sin, and no one else may know. You cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. You may cover your sin, and no one else may know. You cannot hide it from God. Proverbs 1 and verse 18, a woman was advising her son. She said, my son, bad people, when they call you, don't follow them. Many are in these things, but the Bible said, don't follow bad friends. Disconnect from them. They will not help you. Any voice that will make you sin, you don't need to be hearing that voice. Prince number busy. Lastly, be accountable to somebody. Be accountable to somebody. Let somebody pray for you. When you miss it, let somebody pray for you. Tell somebody where you miss it. Somebody you can trust. It can be your pastor. It can be any of the pastor. Let them pray, because where the power of sin is in its secrecy. Once it is exposed, its power is broken. Where you cannot help continuing living in sin, you try to stop, you cannot confess it. When you confess it, a brother prays for you. And not when they tell you, say, hey, you can't believe this one. You mean that brother fit to a chin, my body they shake. You are a disaster. You are not a good brother. You're not a good sister. No, no, no. Control your emotions. Is that so? We will pray for that brother, but let's pray for you first. Because anybody is reliable to fall. Whether it's a man of God or a bishop, archbishop, they can fall. He that thinketh he standeth should take heed, lest he fall. So we are here to adjust our life in this white Sunday. Asking God to purge us. Asking God to cleanse us. Asking God to wash us. As the day draw nearer, they that have hope in him purify themselves, even as he is pure. As we have hope in him, and as the day draw nearer, as we get closer to the end of age, the Bible says, when men are saying peace, peace, sudden destruction shall happen. No peace in this world. In the world, you will have tribulations. Evil from evil to evil, from evil to evil. The heart of men will be perverted. Men will have no conscience. People will kill people for money. They are lovers of themselves. Boastful, arrogant, unthankful, rebellious. These are the signs of the last day. The Bible says, seeing all these things, what manner of men ought we to be? In holy conversation is sobriety. In humbling ourselves before him, what manner of men ought we ought to be? We are supposed to put ourselves together and align our heart towards God. And the Bible says, if we judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. Bow your head.